Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How old is it?
62?
Old enough.
So what would this room be originally, like a dining room?
This was a formal living room. That was a formal dining room and formal living room.
This is the leisure room where we have white cake. Care to join me in the leisure room for some white cake?
Did y'all listen to about Little Orphan Annie over here on the radio?
Yeah.
Get your decoder pin.
That's a Firestorm, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Firestorm. Anyway.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. Cowboy John.
What up?
He's rolling with the punches. Budweiser tonight, if you can't see.
Well.
What's going on, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
He's gone from here! The bloody evil is gone! Dr. Loomis. Halloween. Spooky season is here.
It is among us. Like a fungus.
And we've done one watch along. Like we're already getting into it.
We're way ahead of the schedule here.
This isn't a man! Dr. Loomis, Halloween. I love that guy.
You can anticipate that for the rest of the episode. Yeah. Thank you.
I think Jason 2, when the guy on the bicycle was like, I told him before, you're all doomed.
Y'all gonna die. I like how it's the regular townsfolk in that Jason film. I know it's centralized to Camp Crystal Lake, I get that. But by that second one, the regulars of the town, they're like, oof. Big mistake.
Don't wanna go out there.
Don't wanna do that.
Yeah, every summer we see stories of these teenage kids. Yeah, it's not a good thing. Crack them open. Crack them if you got them.
Everybody, take a little drink.
Cheers.
All right. Good to be with you. Good to have you here with us.
Old banger.
Man, we've had a lot of stuff happen this week.
Where would you like to begin?
I don't know, man. We've had hurricanes in the Gulf. We've had wildfires in the East. We've had people eating cats and dogs in Springfield.
And
Dave Grohl announced he was working on a side project. That was just wild.
My favorite was post-birth abortions. That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't hear about that? You didn't hear that?
Interesting.
He's talking about the Virginia governor.
Yeah.
He said that on a radio show.
Yeah. Just. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's out there.
Wow.
Late term.
I was trying to think of what they were saying.
Post birth.
We can give the.
I was like, wait a minute.
We can birth the child. We'll set it off the side and make it comfortable, and you decide.
We'll figure out what we're going
to do. That is the.
It's on a morning radio show.
That's the actual.
It sounds outrageous. Because it is outrageous.
governor of Virginia. I don't remember his name.
I seen a lot of cats get ate this week.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
It may be in Haiti. Hey, they eat cats like we eat pigs.
That's right. That's what they do.
Well, would you imagine like if we had, you remember barbecue?
We touched on that years ago.
Do you remember him?
No.
I love barbecue. Yeah, he's eating peoples.
That was happening. I wonder where he's at. Is he in Springfield? And what's he going to do next? It's crazy to me, man. This is, I don't know, reality is stranger than fiction. Like, it's incredible to me.
It's as strange as fiction now. It is. It's kind of like, you know. Yeah.
It's
like we live in a steel strange. Magnolia.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, you want to start with Dave Grohl? Go in reverse?
I mean, we can. I mean, it ain't nothing new. I mean, people be doing shit like that all the time, you know. But
I did that. You know, not a whole lot there.
It was wild because he's never really been one to be in, you know, that kind of eye of the...
Yeah, he's almost like the Keanu Reeves kind of guy.
He's always been a really cool, outstanding guy. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, shit, you know. So it is kind of shocking, but, you know, it's not like the end of the world or anything. It sucks. But,
what'd he do? I don't know what he did.
He had a side project that he was working on and had a kid with it.
had a kid out of his marriage, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, happens. He's a rock star. Yeah, that's like minor.
Things happen.
I've seen a lot of quotes about people saying everybody's mad at Dave Grohl for actually being a rock star.
Yeah, for being, you know.
to your point, I think what we were getting at, I think that's probably the way to take it is. He is, he's always been a sweetheart. As far as like Rolling Stone or journalism, yeah. And now
he's always been a cool ass.
The interesting part of it is how they turned on him.
Yeah.
Because that's a good quote from you.
He ain't got nothing on Nick Cannon.
Yeah, they don't talk about that.
I mean, that's expected.
It's weak.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Mick Jagger, ain't no telling how many kids he's got.
He got all kinds.
That's the thing in the music industry. Everybody's got a kid outside of their...
That's just what happens.
To standard relationship.
I expect nothing less.
Incredibly arbitrary. Yeah, it's crazy it was a headline, but like it seemed like, I don't know, people were fairly indifferent.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
It was surprising. Yeah. Like, how is this news?
Yeah. I heard it, I was like, oh. And then I was like, okay.
I
was like, next. What's going on?
They got a new song coming out.
Oh, it's good publicity. They're taking the Kanye route.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a great way. Pretty good.
Maybe.
Just stay away from a dentist.
What up? We're audio.
Audio what? Now.
Zoom quit unexpectedly. Fuck you, Zoom.
Going old school up in here.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, you got the zoomies.
Whoa.
Now we're tiny.
I think it started back.
NBA, you go old school.
Whoa. Oh. It picked up.
And we're back.
But now I can't see me because of your porn notifications over here.
Yeah, you gotta get your grinder notifications off.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a great accusation. So I wouldn't catch me dead on that.
That's why he's doing it while he's alive.
There you go.
There I go.
All right.
Now you're back.
Can I was out last week. Can I touch up on something I missed?
Please do. Please.
It was very important, groundbreaking.
Look.
At 321 Noel, he shot his shot. He said, if Florida State loses to BC, Boston College, this weekend, I will eat dog shit out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it. The dude went into hiding. Eat the dog shit. Lick that white doo-doo. The white doo-doo. Do it.
Man.
They're 0-3 now.
I called that yesterday.
I don't think I could get behind a college football team enough to eat any kind of shit.
The dude, this is him. Uh-huh. He posted this.
Yeah.
Soon as people's like... Where's the video? Where is it?
Show me the video.
He goes AWOL.
He's like, shuts it all delete down. All my shit.
Not going to happen.
He's like, I'm not eating no food.
Like, no.
I mean, he went into detail. He's not. He said, with a spoon, red Solo cup, like he's eating some homemade ice cream.
Hey.
Do it.
Man, homemade ice cream.
You know how you had family function, red Solo cup, homemade ice cream? It was in the cup, bowl, baby. I don't know.
Just replace it with doo-doo.
Just replace it with warm, steamy Labrador dookie.
Yeah, buddy.
That's rough.
I didn't make the bet.
Nobody asked him to.
3-2-1 Noel said, I'll do it. Book it.
He took down his Twitter, though, right?
I mean, he took down everything.
He's like, you know, I'm a hermit now. I don't.
That would be the rare time I wish I was following someone on social media that I work with.
What
if he's like, hey, man, I'd aggravate him every day.
Like, hey, man.
What is Pinocchio's pipe?
I know you ain't got an account anymore, but just do the video anyway. I'll put it on mine. Come on.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
What is that?
It's a vape.
Oh, it looks like it's a foom or whatever.
What?
It's wooden.
Oh,
it's smoking.
He had a spoon
ready. Out of it.
Yes, a spoon of coal.
He whittled it himself.
Lord of the Rings vape.
Yeah, that's what I got. You want some clove?
Nah, I'm good. I got my cabbage over here.
You always smokes too much. I would like to hear from.
Have y'all seen this shit?
It's a real thing.
I mean, this stuff they got going.
What it is?
This Cosm, where it's like, it's theater, I reckon, with like nice seating, and you watch college football games at. I think they got two in the country.
I saw a video of that.
What?
This shit looks like you're there. Look at this video, dude.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, the UFC was at the Sphere.
Yes, it was.
Night.
I was on flowers.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
See, it's just a theater, but the screen like wraps around and shit.
That is
and
cool.
It's got, I guess they got a special camera.
Yeah, it's kind of like an IMAX.
For this thing.
It's like an IMAX like kind of thing. Yeah, that's
kind of
cool.
What kind of camera is that? Is that that 8K?
I imagine they got some special camera that's just exclusive for this that can go all the way around that warp screen.
That's pretty sweet. Pretty
sweet. Yeah, that is crazy.
Oh, I'd like to share something with you all that I learned about my YouTube subscription. Please. Since y'all were being fucking haters.
Yeah, we just.
I can pull up the college football streams and watch them, and I don't have to worry about them getting taken down.
Huh?
Cheers.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, so you play for YouTube?
Here we go again.
That's gay.
Hey, apparently it's a thing now. It's like, I know it's been a thing for a while that I've always clicked off of, but apparently a lot of people are.
You know what?
I just say dismiss.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't want to pay. I mean, I can pull up whatever I need to pull up.
That's how I feel about
Spotify. Until it gets the playoffs.
True. Playoffs, it will not.
And what else is another negative on that? Oh, man. It's a big fourth down right here. We got to get it, boys. We got to get it. Hut, hut. Ad.
I don't have ads. No ads.
That's nice.
I have ads.
YouTube be putting ads in the most inopportune.
Oh yeah, just like they just know they never.
Purpose.
Big third down here. This is to be the game. Oh, he drops back, throws it. He's got a man wide up.
Have you tried Ozepic?
Right at the money shot.
Dude, I'm highly suspect that in a couple of years, maybe not even that long. But because everybody appears to be on that, you are going to see some side effects in real time from a lot of people.
Have you or someone you know been taken advantage of by the weight loss pill Ozepic?
It makes you look old, don't it?
Weight loss shot.
Man, no, you're going to be walking down the road, everybody's going to be, hey, you guys!
Hey!
We'll be like, damn, we're going to turn into sloth. Oh, shit.
I'm the belief of Bill Burr, like he said in his stand-up. What's wrong with looking like a 50-year-old when you're 50 years old instead of looking like a 29-year-old lizard?
Yeah. 29-year-old
Look lizard. Your age. Yeah. It's your age. Really? You can't fight time.
That's right. That's what it is.
You can try.
Unless you're Selena Gomez, Jennifer Lopez.
Salma Hayek.
All right. Yep. I said Selena Gomez. I meant her. Yeah, right. Racist. Kidding my Mexicans.
All these Latinas.
Spectacle, though.
Yeah.
The dome. The dome.
The sphere.
The sphere.
Yeah. That was going to be my flowers.
There's his flowers.
Yeah. I was giving my flowers to USC.
Giving my flowers down. Here they are, the big bouquet. Here you go, Dana White and Ultimate Fighting Championship. Here's your flowers for booking the pay-per-view of Ultimate Fighting Championship 308. What's 308?
I watched it, too, and I don't even remember.
At the Sphere. Yeah. It was amazing.
That's pretty baller right.
Where'd you watch it at?
On a phone at the Princess.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the entrances?
I try not to watch all that bullshit, though. It took them forever.
Yeah, it's not bullshit when it comes out in the Sphere and it's like a movie in the background.
Yeah.
The holes.
Aztec Warriors.
I watched the first one. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, God damn.
It sucks that the Sugar minutes. Show lost.
Yeah.
To that one of those boring guys is like, I'm going to take you to the ground and just hold you down.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to get out. I'm going to pin you this way now. Boom! This is boring. He's dominant but boring.
I think with the way, I had no idea, talking straight out, but the point system and what they're moving to is they're about to start punishing people who try to fight like that.
I figured they'd get away from
like, because like it's getting more and more and more like wrestling to where it's
you mean like
it's more than a sport
amateur
now.
It's wrestling.
It's entertainment. And, like, it needs to be treated as such, so...
I feel like the dude that's boring us to death with pinning people down is too real. That's like amateur wrestling. Like, I don't want to watch this. Stand up! Well, that's change what I'm
saying.
Fist!
That's what I'm saying, though, that because, like, they want the explosive personalities. I mean, Conor McGregor's probably the best example of Kobe Covington. To where, like... When you see the person on the pay-per-view, there are so many fighters now. Like, I could probably look at this previous card and, like, I don't know the names. Like, there's not a name recognition. Like, you almost have to develop, like, a whole ego around, like...
You got that chick. It was Sugar Show and Valentina, the Russian girl, whatever.
Yeah.
The blonde-haired girl that's dominant.
Yeah.
Dude, ever since they... messed us up where it's so easy getting pay-per-views. I'm like falling out, really. I mean, I subscribed to ESPN Plus, didn't buy pay-per-views. None of us own ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Monthly subscription. Then, like, hey, pitch in on a pay-per-view, got $20, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe the dude ordered it on his fucking phone.
It's like Valentina Cherchankovic.
Did he at least try to, like, stream it up to a TV?
No.
Should have Apple played that thing.
We were sitting there in a booth, me and like four dudes watching this phone.
And you had Uncle Jeff singing Rape Me by Nirvana and Carrie.
Whatever bullshit he wants to sing.
Who's it. Uncle Jeff?
Hefe.
Have I seen Uncle Jeff?
Yeah. Hefe the Extraordinaire.
Hefe the Extraordinaire.
Shout out.
Just that girl's cut on her forehead, you could have put three fingers in it. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
That's hot.
Or was it? It was like that.
What's that, elbow?
I don't know what it's from. I just saw her like in the corner with a gash in her
ass.
Yeah. I hope it stopped the fight. That thing was going
to bleed for a little bit.
That thing could open up more. You saw a white skull.
Did you see Tua?
Yeah. Tua needs to hang them, come out and do like the wrestlers do and take the shoes off and lay them down on the field.
He fence posted.
Yeah, I know he's this is like third time.
He needs to retire.
Yeah, he needs to retire.
$124 million. I heard he would still get his contract if he did so. I think he should.
He'd be glad to take about three shots at Vince Post and retire. Well, that ain't your passion, Jerby. I tell you what's my passion, $128 million or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Got out early. But probably CTE.
Yeah, CTE. Probably got more than what he knows.
But supposedly when you do that, when you get knocked unconscious, there's that's the indicator of brain damage.
Yeah.
So, 124 million, 28 million, or...
However, shit, 20, just give me two.
You could probably...
With what he's bought, 2 million, you're going to be struggling.
Nah, I ain't trying to live his life. I'm trying to just live mine.
Well, you got to trade places with him.
Oh, fuck no.
We got to sell this stuff now. But I'm going to go pay for this. My wife has a standard now. We can't go to a regular... One of those former Alabama players just lives a regular life. I forgot which one it is. He just has like a regular apartment. And I'm like, yes.
Somebody actually paid attention.
Yeah. It's like, well, I only need three bedrooms in this upstairs apartment.
Wasn't that like a whole thing? What was it with NBA or what sport was it to where like... When they were entering into the professional sport of it, they had to go through like financial classes because like so many people were like making, you know, living at a standard in their prime.
Should be every sport.
But like, look, that's not long term. You can't do that. You can't physically or financially do that. You're gonna kill yourself.
True that. Yeah, that should be recommended in all sports. Or just get that accountant. I'd have had that accountant.
Yeah, after my first million, I'm like, all right, time to get in.
Make sure I don't get. Hey, person good with numbers. Make sure I don't get stupid with this.
Like, give me an allowance.
Yeah. Make sure I'm sick for the rest of my life.
Hey, investor.
Yeah. Make some good investments.
Invest me some. So you are the Pelosi's, don't you?
Make some sound investments for me, please. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to sit here and
let my money make money.
Smoke weed. Like it's I like do the, now. I just won't go to work anymore.
He played, I forgot what pro team, but he was a pitcher. He pitched at University of Mississippi. I think he was originally from Macon. I'm not going to say his name, but talking about this, someone who did well with his money that he made while he was in the MLB, he has a lot of real estate, restaurants, like a whole, like, the what is it, the drive-up where you got multiple stores? What is it?
Strip mall?
No. Yeah.
He's got a strip mall. Like, smart.
Yeah, that's what you do. Smart. I mean, most rich people buy stuff that make them more rich. I mean, that's normally, you spend your money on stuff that makes you money.
You'd be amazed at how many people...
Oh, why do they don't? Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I know all about it. I don't spend my money on nothing important. I set fire to most of my money, basically.
It's just up in flames.
Get it.
I get it.
I'm trying to learn.
Burn it up in a series of small fires.
Yeah. Hey, Stacks. What were your things you were listing off at the beginning? They left you.
The
Linkin Park thing's a little strange to me that you were talking about because she just fucking make the money and shut up.
Yeah, just do it. I mean, well, it's the fan base. It's really it's split. Like we've got a lot of fans that are for it and a lot of fans that aren't. So it's
The ones that aren't for it, you know what you can do? Not listen.
For real. We see, also I saw a thing too, this is probably one of the biggest backlashes in forever, mainly because this is like the first like millennial band that has had this happen. You know, they have a lot of older bands that they've had, the singers replaced and stuff, and this is the first one. They're like, they don't know how to feel. They're just like, this is just,
this is not right.
This is just like something wrong. And then the fact that they replaced him with a woman, and the fact that whatever your background views and stuff are too, had a lot to do with it.
Well, but I think that's where Chester's family got involved because he was heavily involved with
John Podesta. Q&A.
Well, they were in silence.
No.
He was about to...
It was a foundation for... rape.
Yeah, rape. And
what?
And
rape victims?
Previously back a guy named, Dave Watterson?
Danny Masterson.
That 70 Show guy.
Yeah.
From that 70 Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kind of likes... not really supported, but kind of, yeah, kind of.
And that's what they're upset about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody makes a mistake.
Yeah,
it's Sandy Hook. But, like, to your point, it's like, I don't even... That was nice. I didn't want to pass that. Sorry. Ooh, I'd like the time lapse back on that one.
Yeah. Danny Masterson.
A little zinger in there.
Yeah. Danny Masterson.
Hell, I even said that the shit was fake.
Hey.
How's it going?
What up, man?
I ain't touching it.
Did you kill Kenny?
But that is that's a big part of why they're so upset. Yeah. That's the fan base.
Yeah, I get it. I get it 100%, you know, as far as all that goes. But yet, you know, this is a new time, it's a new era, it's allowing Linkin Park to go on, give new material, and you know
let what? It live. You all know? You gotta do is pop off an awesome song. And
don't forget.
Yeah.
Don't forget,
mm-hmm.
man, fan.
Yep.
Dude, people are stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. They just want to bitch, man.
Yeah, everybody just wants to bitch about something that they can't change.
Exactly.
And you just pull one out for Rich Homie Quan, man. R.I.P.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
What happened?
He got shot.
OD'd. He did OD'd.
I thought he got shot.
I OD'd. Allegedly. Allegedly. Overdose.
Either way.
Yeah, I got it right here. Pass, she sounds awful. I'm not going to pretend she doesn't too spare feelings. She's not a good fit for Linkin Park. Edit, she supports Danny Masterson. Instant, I don't care.
I support Danny Masterson.
Is that your note?
Shit.
I love you.
No, it's on X.
Yeah, it's on the X, man. I'm just an X, man.
I'm an X-Man. I hate they took him off the ranch. His fucking...
Yeah,
dude, that was the dumbest, ranch. Like, guilty pleasure show.
God, yeah. I love it.
It was a great show, though.
Yeah, but yeah. Sometimes it had, like, dumb humor. Man, yeah. you remember that time you was riding the tractor through town butt naked drunk? I'm like, yeah. That's kind of stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah. Nobody does that.
Trying a little too hard. But sometimes it was a good show to me.
It was a good show. And then they got all sad there in the end.
Yeah.
After Danny got sent to prison in real life.
Then they got replaced by the Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that not work?
No.
Yeah, it worked. It worked season. Better than replacing Eric off That 70s Show.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, like, replacing people, it was one of the better ones. Like, replacing the old chick from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I kind of like the second one better.
Yeah, the second one was better, I think.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only person that noticed that.
No. The mother you're talking about?
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah, the mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, man.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hanging out there for a second. I didn't know if there was anything else to do. I never really paid attention to that.
Yeah. It happened. They transitioned it very well, but,
it just happened overnight.
But it was kind of like, wait a minute.
Hey, I didn't even know y'all was looking for a singer.
That's not her.
Okay.
I didn't even know Linkin Park had their feelers out for a new singer.
Oh, it's been rumored for a while that I remember all these rumors come up. Oh, I heard they're going to have a chick singer, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, that would be the only thing that could almost mimic Chester's voice, because that motherfucker, he could get high.
Yeah, he was one of a kind. He definitely was.
I'll never forget. It was Minutes to Midnight, and the song Giving Up on that record, where he says, I've given up.
One of the longest screams, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
14 seconds live.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's how long that scream was. That's fucking live for 14 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't see how his vocal cords just didn't jump out of there and play, fuck you, buddy, we're out.
It's like, we are done. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I like him with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like one of the reasons I think Saw 3 is like my favorite.
He was in it. He was?
Yeah, he was in it.
That was a very forgettable Saw movie.
It was. But I remember because he was in it.
Cool.
Yeah.
He was
like one of the death victims.
Chester.
And he screamed, yeah. He was in the car. He had his back glued to the seat. Yeah. He had to pull himself up. He was the one that had to save everybody's life. It's wild. It's a good one.
Thinking about going and watching all 12 of those motherfuckers.
I've got them on Blu-ray, digital, and
I got beta.
Them, got them all. Yeah, got his fan and laser disc.
I think they're on Hulu, right?
Probably so.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
How many have you seen? For all I know. How many have you saw?
I've seen all of them throughout.
What you did there.
Four.
I've seen all the Saws.
Have you seen the last one, that Saw X or whatever?
Mm-hmm. That was actually that was good.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
It's in between one and two.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really cool. I like how they bring shit back around. It's pretty sweet.
I know somebody that won't be in the next Saw. That's R.I.P. to James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Man, James Earl Jones.
Man, Darth Vader is dead. What's going
Mufasa?
On? Mufasa? Yeah. I mean,
What I know him for is Sandlot.
Sandlot?
Why didn't y'all just come knock on the front door? I would have went out there and got the ball for you.
Coming to America?
Kevin Costner in it. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
That explains a lot.
What?
I wondered why that movie was recommended on Netflix.
Yeah, because it's got James Earl Jones in it.
That explains a lot of checks out. I wonder why he's been on the brain.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, because they're subliminally putting it in you.
Remember James Earl Jones.
No, they're like, man, you need to watch this because this dude died.
Okay.
It's kind of like, just wait until Denzel dies.
Don't you dare say that.
I mean, he's going to die.
Oh, like 30 years from now.
Probably
when he's on Equalizer 18.
Yeah, Equalizer 18. They'll get rid of the chick and bring him back.
That was the series nobody watched.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I thought it was movies.
Well, there were movies, but it came out with a series where it was Queen Latifah was the Equalizer.
Yeah, it was like a CBS show.
Yeah.
I think something like that.
Seems like a horrible choice.
No, yeah.
Wonder why they did that. Yeah, he's probably... He might be the best actor. He might be the best.
He's pretty money. But he really don't miss.
Yeah, who did?
Denzel.
Oh, yeah. Denzel's always on point.
He'd be doing it.
Yeah. I had a sweet potato pie with Denzel one time.
Tell us more, John. Was there whipped cream involved?
So nonchalant, I had sweet potato pie with Denzel on
Tuesday. He was here, dude. He was here in Columbus because he had family here.
You just now telling us?
I thought I told y'all before.
No.
Yeah.
First I'm hearing about some...
And very nonchalant. I was like, sweet potato pie,
I mean.
It was some good-ass sweet potato pie, too.
Yeah. Godzilla ain't got shit on this sweet potato pie.
All right, then.
Yeah, dude, it was fun. It was crazy.
Denzel was in Columbus. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a family reunion for him. Some of his relatives at the Colony.
What?
Yeah.
He was right down there?
Right down there,
He was there. All right. How long ago was this?
Oh, God. It was back when I lived there.
Okay.
Yeah. You just happened to put it?
Yeah, we was just going up to the apartment, and they were out there, and we were just like, hey, what's up, guys?
You want some sweet potato pie?
I'm like, yeah, I'll get some pie. Fuck, I love pie.
I'll eat that red solo cup of dog shit if I get to hang out with Denzel Washington for a little bit.
Golly, bring it back.
Wow.
God, I was like 19 or 20.
Okay, cool.
What an experience.
Yeah.
What if you had no idea who he was and you like somebody took a picture of you with him?
Yeah.
And you were like 15 years later, you're like, oh!
That was that good ass sweet potato pie.
Are you going back to the pie?
It's like, yeah, I remember that pie.
Hey, I wonder if they're still there.
Yeah, they're still living there.
Man, I'm going to knock on that door and be like, man, y'all got any more of that pie? 20 years later?
Because the people were like from Atlanta or some shit.
Yeah.
They weren't from here.
Yeah.
Brought them to Columbus. Damn. Okay.
What is
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up with you, boy, from this dude, Jane's Addiction?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with him? UFC and that. That's all it was on X for me last night.
He snapped on Dave Navarro.
I read the headline, Dave Navarro beat the shit out of the show, and I'm like, fuck, yes. Somebody finally did
finally.
And then I saw it, and it was just like,
Yeah, it was nothing.
Not much.
It's like, what?
Who was he going for?
Oh, I wanted somebody. I wish somebody would Perry. Beat the shit out of Dave Navarro.
I don't like the way this Perry Farrell dude was acting.
He's just on drugs, yeah, man. He's fine.
I wanted somebody like, dude, you look weak.
that's
Perry.
He looks like he's having a tantrum.
That little lame ass punch.
I'm still singing, but mad.
Yeah, that little lame ass punch.
What's the name of the band?
James Addiction.
Addiction.
There you go.
That's where it comes from.
I'll be honest with you. I thought that dude was already dead.
I thought that's why they quit making music was because
of fucking guys. He was out there.
It's like a Mandela effect.
He was on it.
They brought the wrong one back if they brought him back in the Mandela effect.
Now who's that other?
For real.
Who's that other guy playing like really horrible guitar now? Oh gosh.
Another guy playing horrible guitar.
He used to be something in like man.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
No.
Don't tell my heart.
God. Anyway. Horrible. I thought if Cobb saw that maybe he had seen this guy, but he's like just playing. He used to be a great guitar player, and he's been out of the scene for a while. I think he had something happen to him, and now he's coming back, and, like, it's just, I can't tell if he's being serious or not.
I guess I missed that one. I don't know. I didn't see none of that either.
I will try to find it when we get done here. Thank you for wasting 2 minutes of your time.
Can't have that back, but, you know, hey, we're here.
I have to fill that in there. I'm not going to. Anything else, Brother Cobb?
This is stupid. I don't know when this happened, but it was on Via Science Girl Next. A professor allowed a student to dance to Hathaway's "What Is Blah 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 Baby Don't Hurt Me" on repeat for 90 full minutes to get a passing grade in an exam. What are your thoughts?
That was like an extra credit?
I wish they did that shit when I was in school.
Yeah, 90 minutes?
Man, I'd have been...
in front of the class.
Man, I'd have been...
What is love?
Man, I'd have been night at the Roxbury all night.
just getting wilder and wilder as it went on, man.
They was letting students leave, I guess. I'm not going to sit here and watch this girl dance to 90 minutes of What Is Love.
Imagine being the, imagine being the person that does.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to sit here.
I'm going to sit here.
If I got extra credit watching, I probably would.
Had to stopwatch there and be like, it was only 89 minutes. I'm like,
hold up. I'll go 92 just to make sure.
That's incredible.
I'll straight. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, yeah, dun, that's dun, how it starts. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah. Anyway.
That's the that'll be the next episode.
Yeah, that's going to be the next episode, just us doing that the whole time.
I'm getting my football movies before we get out of here. Unless,
oh, yeah.
I've been doing this for 2 months. Yeah, it'll be top five. Well, you got a dime on what?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. I'm going to do it.
As it is.
Dime of the week.
Dime of the month.
This one's more of like a 30 piece of silver, because this is a threefer. This is the trio from Mexico. It's a group of sisters from a little band called The Warning. I don't know if y'all have heard them, but they're pretty good. They're very super talented and very beautiful. Check them out. They just have a really awesome stage presence, and they're just really, they come out really good. They're from Mexico. No, they're not. No.
They speak English.
Yes, they do. They have
three piece.
They have some Spanish songs, but they have mostly English now. You know, so they're on Octane and everything now. So it's they're.
How many members?
What?
How many members?
Three.
All right.
Three sisters. That's pretty awesome. So that's my 30 piece.
I got a piece
for the week. What you got?
I don't know why this chick just is all up in my algorithm, but I'm here for it. It's Tate McRae. Was it on yours?
Okay.
She releases the music video for It's Okay, I'm Okay, and I'm okay with it. Because showing. Do you know Tate McRae?
Yes, I have seen her.
Looking.
She is on top of it, too.
Yeah.
I'm still covered up with JoJo Siwa.
And there it is. Stop Cowboy Jones, dime of the week. JoJo Siwa.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ever seen that? What was that damn show back in there? Annoying Orange? That's what she looks like. She looks like that damn orange.
Come on, man.
Oh, she got a 16 head.
She does have a 45 head.
She's wonderful, man.
But anyway. I don't know about all that.
I hope she never stops. I like her dance.
Oh, where she's stomping in the water?
I love it. That's my...
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It'll bring a smile to your face.
All right.
I'm glad it exists. Thank you, JoJo.
For all you do.
Didn't she come up during the same time with like Amanda Bynes?
No. Amanda Bynes back in the day. Amanda Bynes like me and Wes.
Yeah. She used to be on point. She was like one of my top
crushes. She was the man. She was the man.
That's right.
Samantha White or whatever. She was fucking hot in that movie.
No Hilary Duff.
No, Hilary Duff.
No, Hilary Duff, she just took it.
She's on a whole.
Only reason I ever
took it, just
back.
Kept going.
She's the only reason I ever go back to Facebook.
Well, make me go back to MySpace. Shit.
All right. Well.
Anyway.
Anybody seen anything good they'd like to plug? You were plugging Three Sisters. Any other plugs? Movies?
I watched, dude. I'm telling y'all need to watch Your Honor. And Sasquatch Sunset.
Still got a season.
I thought it was Sasquatch Paradise. Was it Sunset?
It's Sunset.
All right. I heard it's legit. We all laughed. And this mug got like a standing ovation at like some premiere music, movie festival or something.
Yeah, it's really good.
We're going to have to check
on
that
Hulu.
Out.
Put
that on the checklist.
And what is your show, Your Honor?
Your Honor. Great fucking show.
Via Netflix.
Yeah, I've watched in the past week You know, I don't have a lot of time to watch TV. I've watched the almost the entire two seasons.
Dang, that's a sign of a good show right there.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
can't stop.
Now I don't even watch it. If I'm not watching stupid fucking Karen videos, I'm watching that show.
My algorithm is ate up with the pedophiles getting caught out in public.
I had that for a while.
Get that out of my face.
I had that for a while.
I love that. Skeeter Jean.
The one with Bacon in it?
Yeah.
I would like to watch.
Probably my favorite.
Catch the pedophiles and just whoop the shit out of them.
That exists.
Basically what they do. It does happen. For the most part.
That's what it is.
You have to kick your ex account up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm out. I'm not supporting Elon, man.
What's wrong with Elon?
So he looks away every time a Cybertruck goes by. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I ain't driving
trash.
I ain't driving an obtuse triangle.
He's gonna move to Austin too.
He's already been there.
He's been there.
He's been there like for 2 years.
He's been on Kill Tony 5 times.
That, I haven't seen him on Kill Tony, and I watch Kill Tony all the time. Night 2 of Kill Tony at Madison Square Garden is up on YouTube now.
Pretty good. I watched it last night.
I hate when they have somebody that is like, that has nothing to do with comedy as a guest.
Yeah.
Like Tony Hawk.
Like Jordan Peterson. I'm like, why him? Like, Rick, they're trying to be funny, and I'm just like, yeah.
Ric Flair's still my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a part of making fun of being mean to anybody.
Okay, Buttercream Gang.
That's just something I'm not going to be a part of.
Look, I told you.
He got up and said, woo.
Or, no, he didn't. He got up and wiped his tears.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah.
He cries on every podcast and everything he's on now. His son dying messed him up, man.
That'll do it to him. Can definitely do it.
Yeah, but I agree. Jordan Peterson, that was wild.
Tony Hawk, I'm just like, I feel awkward for him.
Mr. Beast.
I hate that dude.
I don't get it, dude.
Hell.
Man.
Somebody's never giving me a damn car.
What is his fucking deal, man?
He didn't cure my blindness.
Yeah, he ain't gave me a fucking cent. And I hear him, I give $2 million to her. I'm like, you ain't gave me shit, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then download this game. All these fucking games that you get advertisements for are play this game for Mr. Beast and win cash money. And
for a candy bar?
Yeah, or
it's usually always plugging that Beast ball.
Yeah, those candy bars are pretty damn good, though, by the way.
What is?
Had one.
Those candy bars? Yeah, I've had them. They used to sell them at Ollie's until he's like associated with that person.
Monster's doing sparkling water again for the Warped Tour.
Oh yeah, you brought up Warped Tour last 25. Week, and they're bringing that shit back.
He put it in the ether.
He put it in the ether. Yeah, 25 year.
Wish upon a star.
Yeah, how awesome is that? That'll be cool. We might need to look into that.
Because
whoever they put on is going to be awesome.
I saw it's probably just a dream lineup. Oh, I've seen like two or three of them.
Yeah.
Linkin Park featuring Emily Armstrong.
Yeah, Linkin Park was on it. Sleep Token was on it too. I was like, all right, cool. So,
just
fine. Nick, we're not going to that.
Puddle of mud.
Hell yeah.
ICP.
Yeah, yeah. Put some ICP out there.
We want Creed.
Creed and Nickelback. Come on.
With arms wide open. Under the sun.
Hollywood Undead.
Okay.
Hey.
Why not? I mean, I'd go see them.
I've seen them. I wonder how their show would be now. I wonder if they'd be all woke and shit.
No.
I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Now, this song used to be talking about some stuff that we don't really believe in anymore. So we've kind of adjusted the lyric for the political climate that's going on.
Yeah. All the warm things. Right.
Yeah. Talking about the climate. It's been humid. Very humid.
Dude, we got so much rain.
in a very short amount of time. But the ground was so dry.
It's because we lived in the Gulf and it was a hurricane.
Like it was, I walked outside. I was like, damn, it didn't even rain. Yeah, but it rained for like hours.
The first day it rained, it didn't even look like it rained.
Yeah, I was like, what has happened here? And usually we're flooded around here.
I saw some of my friends that live in Louisiana and kind of stayed out through the hurricane. They're like, well, water's coming in the house.
Yep.
What it'll do. When I lived in Mobile, we stayed for two. I evacuated for one. Hindsight, I would have just stayed. It all depends on like how it hits land and what side of the hurricane you're on. You got the strong side and you got the weak side.
Yep.
If you're on the what? You want to be on the east side, right?
You want to be behind the eye, basically.
Yeah. East side.
And so, like, that's typically where we would fall out because Mississippi and Louisiana's getting hit up. If you're on that, you're going to get a lot of rain, a lot of wind. It's going to be quick and fast, and it's over.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's what I look at. Just what side are we going to get? But when you get this far north, you're just going to get a bunch of rain.
Yeah, it's dying out by the time we get here, but gas it still sucks either way. Yeah,
I heard I was listening to Super Talk Mississippi. They were talking about the cheapest gas in the state of Mississippi. It was in Hattiesburg,
not Columbus.
It was in Hattiesburg, and it was $2.09.
Damn, do it up.
That's cheap.
That's like halfway between here and the Gulf. Yeah, you know, it's like wow.
Yeah, they gave the gas station a shout out.
They did. I imagine. Well, if people were trying to get away or trying to come north, I mean that was a perfect spot to
fuel up.
The dude down there that works offshore, they made them evacuate.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what we're laughing at, but okay, yeah.
You're wow.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Alan's about to have a.
Alan's gonna fall over.
He's gonna have an aneurysm right here next to him.
Don't hold in your lap, man. You'll die.
I was about to spray.
Don't hold that in your spray. You might.
The hot to it on all of us there.
It was just the way you said it. I had a friend that got evacuated. Wow.
Have you been listening to your girl's podcast?
Who's my girl?
Who, Haley?
Yeah, Talk
yeah,
to her to
talk
me.
To her.
Talk to her.
She got a podcast now.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. What is the name of it?
Talk to her me.
Well, she just like Collins.
I don't know.
I have no clue. I haven't seen it.
I just saw her announcement.
Yeah, I saw the thing here. Yeah. Got a damn neon sign and everything, man. Where you at?
Yeah, you're spectating, dude. We need a neon sign.
We got lights and stuff, you know.
She goes Springfield to save those cats. Yeah. You know how she's all about the animals.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty well done.
Yeah.
I don't really. There was a time when I thought it was cool. Not anymore.
What?
Neon. It's not even neon anymore. It's LED.
What?
Yeah. I think LED would be just as tight. I mean, I do like neon. Like, give it kind of like a bar feel or some shit. But I don't know. I think it's so fucking overdone.
What are y'all talking about?
Neon signs.
I had a neon sign on the set.
Oh, like a neon man.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if I was going to have one, I would have like an old school beer neon, like
PBR.
The Bush Light Cowboys.
Yeah.
With
maybe,
the moon.
Maybe not the Cowboys, but
okay. Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah. A cowboy, not the Cowboys.
You don't like Dallas?
Okay. Horse boys.
not my thing there.
Anything else to do?
I got top five football movies.
Let's do it.
Let's regurgitate these things.
Let's get them out there.
Number five.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Rudy.
Oh, now.
What y'all think about Rudy?
Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy, Rudy. Notre Dame, you know, it's a lot of magical fairy dust on that movie. If you watch interviews with Joe Montana, he was kind of a joke. Like he got carried off the field on everybody's shoulders, but it's kind of like making fun of the special kid.
They were like, hey, you did it.
Yeah. Like, look, everybody. All right. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
radio. Like,
they wouldn't know, you know.
Wow. Just be making fun of Joe Montana.
No, I ain't making fun of Joe Montana. Not at all. He's spitting bars over here in interviews. He's making fun of Rudy. He's like, it wasn't nothing like that. We didn't go in the coach's office and start laying our desk, our jerseys on the desk. Hell no, we weren't going to risk our playing time. He said, that didn't happen. And we carried him off on our shoulders. That was just kind of just making fun of the situation. Like, you did it, Rudy.
I kind of want to watch that movie again.
I mean, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
What if they went that road instead of making it so like happy feel good?
Yeah. It would have been a comedy.
Yeah,
it'd be like Joe Dirt playing football.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody, you see interviews with Rudy. He's like, "How much do you think was accurate about the movie?" About 98%. I mean, he worked his ass off in practice. I watched the movie, and I'm like, "Man, screw this guy hustling twice as hard." Being 5'4". It's like, dude, you're making more work on us. I'm just preparing you for the big game. I'm a big Notre Dame fan. All right, number 4. 12 Mighty Orphans.
No.
Never heard of it.
Nope. It's got Luke Wilson. He's the coach.
The lesser brother.
Oh.
I like Luke Wilson.
I do too. I like them both.
Well, yeah. You like Wes Anderson. He's a lot of Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
True story, Leatherhead Days. Mm. It's where you get the term Mighty Mites from. I mean, this is like high school. They only had 12 players. The dude goes to the coach orphanage. They only got 12 players. They suck. And he's making up plays and stuff, and his little girl's across the table, and she's got her little notebook copying daddy. And she... Forrest Gump falls ass backwards and creating a spread offense. So he's like, I only got this many players, and I got to do something different. He starts that. No, it's the wing tee.
The 12th man position.
Yeah, the wing tee. And, you know, back then, it was like the beginning of football. And they come out with this stuff, and it's like people's heads are exploding. Like, Ralph, throw a fly. He's like, I don't know what to throw.
Looks legal.
Yep. But they called them the Mighty Mites. So I figured that's where the little kid lead, Mighty Mites. You know, I just signed my boy up for Mighty Mites.
Hell yeah.
Number 3, true story. We got 3 true stories. Woodlawn.
Woodlawn.
Birmingham, Alabama, I reckon. Woodlawn, Alabama.
Wow.
No, it's one of those. Some we got to put some. Colored boys on our all-white team now. Oh, I'm mad about that, bruh. Oh, somehow I'm easily... This black boy's pretty good for the team. I'm starting to come around with these W's. I thought it was very realistic, though. They keep showing, like, 3 or 4 black guys. And, like, they was on the bench. I'm like, when are they going to do their part on the team? They never do. It's just the one running back. I was like, when somebody, one of these linemen is going to get hurt and that boy's going to come in. He's just going to kill it. He's going to start dominating. I tell you, we were bound as a team, y'all. They never got off the bench.
Wow. And that's number 3?
It's number 3. Right. Hey, great movie, dude.
Woodlawn.
Never seen it. It's got the cameo by the bear, Bear Bryant.
Oh, okay.
Which is played by John Voight, which made a very good Bear Bryant.
I can see that.
How about them apples?
I can see that.
Number 2, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I've got a true story.
I thought it would be number 1.
Very depressing. Yeah. That's why I like it. It's realistic. Yeah, hey, sometimes we don't win the big one.
It'll get in your feels.
Oscar-winning performance by Tim McGraw, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome.
Yeah. Better than being an Indian outlaw. Put Bubby in.
Half Indian, Cherokee, and Choctaw.
Half Cherokee and hot tool.
Back to that. And number one, of course, Remember the Titans.
Yes, buddy.
Denzel Washington.
And supposedly another true story. Mm-hmm. What did he do to them boys up at that camp? That's just... Ain't nothing beating Remember Titans. Who thought? I thought number one would be Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not overcomplicate this thing.
Yeah.
It's Remember the Titans.
Definitely.
It's the feel good, all around, best football. Bring it back to sweet potato pie and Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
You want to put an honorable mention in there for Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah. Radio?
Never go full retard.
Radio, I saw one time, like, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, radio kind of sucks. Thank
you. It does suck. I would put, like, Grader, a Christian movie about a offensive lineman at Arkansas that, like, worked his ass off to finally be a starter, then become an All-American, get drafted, then have a car crash. Spoiler alert, have a car crash and die before he gets to play his first game. Yeah. Kind of a tearjerker. Yeah.
He gets out there.
And now what I like about this, he played for Arkansas, and other SEC teams had, like, legit uniforms. Usually it's, like, the Mud Dogs or whatever, Water Boy type teams. You know what I'm saying? It was like they had the rights to the SEC school, I guess. Yeah.
What about what was the little girl who grew up to be really hot?
Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah, there you go. I remember watching that movie, and I was like, oh, little girl's going to be something. And she was.
Don't know where she's at now.
She was saving dolphins, I think.
She was in Scream. I remember that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. What was her name in Scream? It's like Piper or
something. Yeah,
shit.
It was something weird.
She had short hair.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, she was hot.
Honorable mention, American Underdog. That's a good Christian. Man, do you want to get some good Christian movies? The formula is football.
Yeah.
Because, yep. Like, a good football movie's got to be heart.
Big fan of Facing the Giants.
Dude, that's one. I work with a preacher's son. He's like, have you seen Facing the Giants? I was like, nope, but I'm watching football movies. And it's on Tubi. No, it might have been on one of those free ones. Freebie! 20 minutes. Had to turn it off. It was like a made for school, made for TV afternoon delight. I could horrible acting, horrible production. I couldn't do it. What do you say, Al?
It's trash.
Oh man, don't let me. If you like it, dude. I mean, like I told him, I was like, dude, I couldn't do it. He loved it.
We wouldn't be able to be friends over that.
I mean, like,
that's a horrible call.
It wasn't because it was like a Christian movie, because I like got Grader on there, American Underdog, Woodlawn's kind of that.
Yeah.
That was just like
Facing the Giants, that's when the dad is like it's like more about the dad story than it is the team.
Well, that's kinda like American Underdog, it's like a Kurt Warner movie.
Yeah.
It's about, yeah, Kurt Warner, you know.
It was just kind of
stocking
weird.
Shelves at a grocery store.
A weird
trying
type.
Out for NFL.
I mean, I guess if you were looking at it from like a preacher son point of view, probably would be your favorite.
I mean, he's all. I can't talk about. What was the movie we'd be seeing? Some. You watch Abigail? No, I watched Coco.
There you go. Anything else to plug or add before we go?
Hail State.
Hey.
War Eagle.
Another L for the day. For the.
Give them a row tide. They went up there and
loot
the crazy serial killer country. Wisconsin.
It
beat the Badges.
Have we heard anything on our serial killer here?
That ain't serial killer. That's cartel. Supposedly,
it's cartel around here.
Yeah. There is drug dealers that are like trying to rip the cartel off, and they send in like Antoine Sugar up here. And ain't even dealers on the run and like getting family members.
Yeah. That sounds more plausible, actually.
That sounds extremely plausible. Probably why nothing.
That's just what allegedly.
Probably nothing being said about it. Yeah. There I was.
Where?
Feeling a dream.
Wanted to be a serial killer. I was fisting him. Just wait for this. My only threat.
Just kidding.
My only threat was walking from his back door to my car. Come at me. Shot in the face. What if he shot you in the face?
Well, shot in the face.
Christopher Walken in Diamond Dabber. Shot you in the face.
Coming at real raw.
You got the wrong tone.
The wrong tone.
Coming at me all wrong. Had to warm up, man. Anyway, Jamaican Dracula. Look for it.
Jamaican Dracula.
Yeah. That was that adult. Your Jamaican accent was like Jamaican Dracula.
Jamaican Dracula.
I wanted the Adult Swim cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I met a young man. This is funny. He has a strange form of a tick or Tourette's. He helped us run sound for the festival that we did a couple weekends ago. And he has Tourette's to where he'll just randomly bust out.
Random words?
Loud, no, but it's all from Squidbillies.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Just out of nowhere, it'll be a line from Squidbillies. I'm like, that's obscure, man. Like,
that's...
You don't touch my truck.
Yes, exactly.
I mean...
I got the wheels.
You're going to have to rest. That's the best form right there. I ain't going to
lie. Dave, do you believe that girl... You remember that girl on the Chris Cuomo interview?
Wrap it up.
You remember that?
Don't take my party liquor.
Do you remember that though?
Yeah.
Or he was like kind of like laughing at her. Yeah. Do you believe she's real? Because it's in a video like a couple days ago. The shit is awesome.
I do not think so. Maybe she is though. I don't know. I think TikTok helped some people develop tics that turned into Tourette's.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. Anything else?
That's it.
No.
Thank y'all.
Giddy up. Cowboy John is out. Cobb is out. Webb is out.
Al's out. Until next time.
Until next time.
Jojo Weesa.
Oh, man. We need to get our spookies going.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
at Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.